you're listening to this Q-Pock Life.
We have to do it faster than
okay.
that.
Okay, yep.
You're listening to this Q-Pock Life, a podcast that looks at the world through the lens of a queer person of color. We strive to be a safe and inclusive listening space for people of color. We also have a variety of views and opinions. Please leave comments on our website, thisqpock.life, on our Facebook page, or send us a tweet at thisqpocklife. Help us build this Q-Pock community. While you're at it, make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Just search for this QPOC Life on your fave platform. Don't forget to check out our Patreon page. For as little as $1 a month, you can become a patron of this QPOC Life. You can invest in this podcast and help us to continue to create quality content by and for QPOC.
So, thank
Never
you for the
wow.
I loved that.
That was amazing. Again. It was like church yep. in the white people's church.
Gloria,
in the old white people's church.
And he thinks he's a pack so mini boots.
Oh, mini boots. Like he switches one note and he thinks he's doing stuff.
That is never
he ain't doing nothing.
Why are you so loud
again.
In my headset?
Turn down the rest of the. Hey, everybody.
Turn me down in my headset.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
That's how you bring Mary Martha back?
Yes.
That's how you
bring
All I can do now is that
if you are if you're a patron, then you know that we had the full Prince Ali, Miss Mari. I don't know. I'm not good at like making up things. And I have the itis right now. But Mary Martha is back.
Hey, y'all.
She's back.
She's black.
I am black. And I'm back.
I never knew. I don't see color.
Am I?
Just like the Oscars.
I was on the train today and someone was like, how old are you? And I said, I'm going to be 40 on my next birthday. Well, you don't even look 40. I said, well, I don't look like what I've been through.
Mm.
And I said,
but you know where you're going.
Oh, yes. I said,
hey,
good
Shanama.
I said, good black don't crap. Now, I've seen black crap.
Oh, yes.
But good black.
Good Mark black.
Voorhees.
It will not crap.
Because the ancestors will snatch away that black.
Oh, yes.
That black.
Oh, yes. And good brown don't break down.
And good Asian, don't raise.
Speaking of all those things at one time, you may call me Jolie. That's Joe with no E, which is how you'll find me on the internet. And my pronouns are they, them, theirs, and taffeta.
Mm. Oh.
Did you have to think about it?
It's an ongoing gag that Jolie, in a stand against, well, maybe you should explain it because I don't really know where this comes from.
Well, no, I feel like, On the one hand, yes, we should take people's pronouns very seriously.
Yes.
And gender very seriously.
Yes.
But on the other, gender is also something that we can be lighthearted about. And
yes.
It doesn't have to be something that we feel heavy about all the time.
Yeah.
So it's something that we can have fun with.
Great.
Taffeta.
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 What is that a fabric?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, I guessed completely.
Yes. See, if I had done what Billy did on the red carpet, I would have had my gown made of taffeta.
Okay.
Yes. Got you. This is Mary Martha. You can find me where?
At Clapback Game.
Clapback Game.
I am at Clapback Game. I'm glad someone knows where I am.
And soon to be.
Upgrade your algorithm. It's actually up your algorithm.
On the Instagram?
On the Instagram.
Oh, really?
So,
follow
yeah,
it
on
right
the
now.
Gram.
Wow, yes.
I'm working on a couple of things, trying to get people's lives right. Mm-hmm. So upgrade your algorithm and get your shit together.
Mm.
And my pronouns, she, her, hers, and herses. Or, ooh, you know, just call me M.
Love it.
I have another one. I'm gonna do the one from last week because no one heard it, and
okay,
it's really, really good.
The patrons heard it.
Okay, well now I'm taking it to the public.
Okay. Oh, what's your intro?
Hi, I'm a pioneering mathematician / model, because you can't keep this figure hidden.
I hate you.
Hidden figures.
Hidden figures.
Zachary Harris. My pronouns are he, him, his, she, her, hers, and anything else that you would prefer. And you can find me online. Google it.
Well.
Is that a new haircut?
On my face?
No, I haven't seen your hair.
Oh, I had to shave it all off.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lice?
Probably. point. I use a lice comb when I glue down my eyebrows because the teeth are so close together that it just really snatches it back.
Well, speaking of snatched back.
Me, Jonathan, a.k.a. Blasian FMA. My pronouns are he, him, his. And I am, this week, an ancient Japanese warlord hellbent on the destruction of mankind.
Oh, wow. I like that.
That's a twist.
Yes. And yeah, this sure. is
This Q-Pock Live.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but speaking of buttons pushed, though, your appearance this morning on the Twitter.
What are you talking about?
I really don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't.
Actually. I mean, if people Google it and happen to come across things that were on the Twitter, then, you know.
On March 1st.
Mm-hmm. Rabbit, by the way.
Okay.
What is that?
Okay, let me tell you about it, because I was thinking about that
a lot. White correspondent on this panel, please educate
us. I'm white correspondent. That's the intro. So Rabbit, I got from Nick Jr. because every time,
of course,
because my grandparents had cable, and every time I would see it, it said, "Tomorrow's the first of the month. If you wake up and you say Rabbit." And that's the first thing that comes out of your mouth. You'll have good luck for the rest of the month. And I was never able to do it until I was 31. I would forget every time.
So well, today.
I remember that from Nick Jr.
last year.
I remember that from Nick Jr. because mm-hmm. I believed it. And then
same. I tried.
Did it and I got a car accident. And so I never believed it again.
Oh.
So there you go.
All my grandma had was one of those portable, those. Remember when Sony made those little portable black and white TVs?
Mm-hmm.
And I could watch the Muppet Babies on there. Because ain't nobody
Child,
in the family.
They were singing on the Muppet Babies. Uh-huh. The desk can at the, or the run at the end. How does it go? Muppet, baby. That was Miss
yes.
Piggy. No, not the pattern.
Oh, okay.
That was.
Now that we've had that moment.
Yeah, so
we like to do a segment called Checking In or Self-Care, whatever it is. So, yeah, we were kind of talking about Zach already.
Yeah.
Why don't we continue
yeah,
down
let's
that?
Take a full
He's
circle.
On down that road.
on the subject of easing on down that road, I'm going to pose this out to the listeners, but also everyone on the internet. I have a vivid memory of watching The Wiz and remembering Lena Horne's character.
Yes.
Either her or Miss One.
Yes.
When they blessed Dorothy. So it must have been Miss One.
Yeah, because you don't see Lena Horne until the end.
Until the end. But at some point, one of them is like, oh, you had a blessing on you the whole time. And she had like this, like the letter N, like glowing around her for North. And I'm not sure if it was that, The Wiz, or if it was like Return to Oz.
Well, it wasn't Return to Oz because Return to Oz is in the same vein. I know that movie like the back of my hand.
Firouza Balk.
Well, I don't know. I guess that's the name of the girl, but it was in the same vein as like mm-hmm. The Labyrinth. It was those 80s
yeah.
movies with animatronics
yeah. Creepy,
and all that.
Like, yeah.
It was very scary.
It was.
And, you know, speaking of the Return to Oz, that's who I saw in Billy Porter's tux gown. The lady
oh, yeah.
at the front of that. It was the same like, mm-hmm. hey, have you seen Return to Oz?
No.
I need to pull up a bit. Miss, she was, because you know, in Wizard of Oz movies, they always try to draw a parallel between the mm-hmm. real world and then the monsters. Mm-hmm. So like she was Queen Mombi, but in The Return to Oz, the lady who they were paralleling in the real world was snatched, had that black dress with those
yep.
shoulders, and it was like really snatched. And,
oh, Ozma?
Like, no, Ozma was the good girl. Well, anyway, I'm going to
okay.
pull up the picture to show Mary Martha.
Okay.
Continue.
So the rest of my self-care check-in, it was a great week, but there's just been, I have overcommitted to many things in my life, and I have not slept a lot this week, and I'm starting to feel it.
in terms of exhaustion levels.
Oh, no, you need your sleep. Exhaustion.
You know, you can't catch up. You can't catch up. A study just came out this week about that.
Don't do it.
It showed that people who got a full weekend of rest, this was on HuffPo, if they fell behind during the week, there was a study that showed that there's no such thing as catching up. And the long-term damage doing that over your life.
Years off
will,
my life.
It will be literally years off your life.
It'll make you fatter.
Well, the good news is...
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
I'm working all weekend, so...
Oh,
not catching up to nothing. I'm catching up to death is what I'm catching.
I can't see that.
You have to tilt it.
You got to tilt.
Oh, she was snatched.
Oh, look at that.
See, I need that outfit.
And that's supposed to be the turn of the century fashion.
Oh.
We're going to get more into that later.
Yes.
So that was everything for me.
Are you going to have to like be beardless for the next several weeks?
For the next 10 weeks.
Right, because you're like in the PAOs thing and all this stuff. And
now this, and who knows what other things could arise. I'll never have a beard again.
Are you going to go on RPDR?
Who?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, no, man.
You going to try?
I can't. I can't do a pot de bourrée. or a windmill
girls on there.
Neither could Soju. Look what happened to her. So anyway... JoJo, how have you been this week?
This week I finally recovered from the plague.
Oh.
The gout. My joints. I caught a nasty sinus cold a couple weeks ago, and then it just put me out like on my back for almost a week and a half. And I was feeling better, and then that same day just got smacked in the face again, and then was out of my back. And it was not fun, because I could not, like, I had no voice the entire time. And so it's causing me, I have to keep pushing back my next single release, because I literally can't record my vocals. Like, today is the first day that I don't sound like I have a truck parked up my nose, which is a relief.
So. Well, I mean, the benefit with it being delayed a little bit is that we can now just get a full EP at this point.
No.
Okay. Great.
Nice try.
But
she tried that. But
but also in the vein of self-care, I jokingly put out a post the other day. It's just like, does anybody want to buy me a present? And it was a link to Timbaland's masterclass.
I saw that. What happened?
And so I got an email from someone called Not a White Person.
Oh, shady.
Who could that have been?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Jonathan.
Oh, my
Wait, goodness. You're not a white person?
Nope.
And Jonathan bought me the masterclass.
Aww.
Which was so kind. Aww. And earned Jonathan Legendary Mother of the Year.
And then we got people talking about, well, if Jonathan's the Legendary Mother of the Year, then I have to be a lifetime member. I'm like, Carlos.
No, but I love
Don't
y'all.
Hate on my shine.
Carlos is the crystal to my Peppa. You are the Hector extravaganza to my life. And you are the Venus to my Octavia.
You are the Octavia Spencer to my hidden figures.
Because he can't hide these hidden figures.
So that you bought me that class yesterday.
Yeah, I also watched it.
What a 24 hours.
I finished watching it yesterday, too.
Oh, Lord, I'm only on episode 2.
Well, those masterclass videos look so cool.
They do. Awesome.
And you should see the list of people who are on there. Some of them very credible, and then others, not so much.
I could watch Gordon Ramsay.
Well, he's on there. All and it day. Says, teaches you cooking. And I'm like, what kind of cooking? Because
he's good at all kinds.
Oh, really?
Well, he's had some missteps.
Right.
However, he's taught me a few... You know what? He's good at a certain kind.
Well, we could all go in on a QPOC pot and then, like, share the password. Because it's $180 a year for all the classes.
What?
Or $90 for one class. But there's, like, 20 classes.
Pay the whole, whatever.
You have access to that class all the time, though.
Mm. So it's not like a cloud.
So they're going to cut it off after a while?
So you pay $180 for a year access, and then after a year is over, if you don't subscribe, if you don't keep subscribing, you lose access to those videos.
But if you pay $90, then you have it for life.
Yeah.
But only that one video.
Right.
That one class.
One class.
Well, shit, just do a screen record in your spare time.
Okay, well, some people don't want to do
that. There are some websites that
make it black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've tried on other ones.
Oh. No, you just get out your phone.
And do that. Just hold the thing up to the thing.
But the Timberland Masterclass was really, really dope. And the thing that a couple of things I took away from it. One was like not apologizing for my process.
Right.
Because like Timberland.
What you found out was.
What he does. Like Timberland, like just like sings and beatboxes most of his ideas before he starts putting them down with instruments. And that's how I started doing my shit. And
you thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, I felt less legit because of that. But I'm like, if Timberland's doing it this way, I want to do it this way. And the other part was just like, and you see that, you saw this, Jonathan, just like how much joy he has in the room with the people he's working with. Just like he's a goofball in the studio. And it was so great to watch. And it's like, that's what it's about. It's about like enjoying your process and letting it be messy and just, you know, just going for it and taking risks. And it was it's really, really, really awesome. Really
wonderful. I'm going to ask this question. Because in the interest of people of color and in blackness, like, why does it seem like in every studio there's always a white person there? What is the purpose of these white people in his studio?
To give Adrian Brody a reason to be in Capitol Records.
Well, hold on. The way it looks like Timberland is the one that has the ideas and beatboxes it into the mic. Mm-hmm. But then the way it looks, it looks like they know what they're doing in terms of computer and like putting it into instrumental. Right. So I'm like, why don't we know how to do that?
Because Timbaland does know how to do that, but Timbaland comes from the old school production of using a workstation or using an MPC. So he's came through it as a beat maker. So he doesn't necessarily know things like music theory and whatnot. And he didn't have to learn that because he built his success not having to do that. Mm-hmm. The people in his room, both of them are Latinx. Mm-hmm. So the people who are helping him build some of those musical ideas, and he pays them to do that. The actual white person in the room was the engineer. Mm-hmm. And so in music engineering, the people who actually operate the consoles and operate the room, for the most part, up until the last maybe 15, 20 years, have been white people, white men specifically. Mm-hmm. And it's just now that you see more people of color and women getting into that side of the role. Because up until, again, the last 15, 20 years, for the most part, those people, like women and people of color, were the artists and the musicians. Right.
And they couldn't go into those tech roles because
they didn't
purchasing
have
all that stuff, it's educational and financial barriers.
Yep.
And you see that in any kind of tech field.
And you see it in any type of representation, like in the movie Ray, or anytime you see them depicting Motown, the black people are in the booth and the white people are in the studio doing the stuff to make them sound good.
Well, not as much in Motown, because that was a unique, like Berry Gordy built it.
Oh, okay.
FUBU.
Right.
But yeah, in Capitol Records, Deccan, Island, all of them,
And like the other phenomenon that happens is that a lot of black producers and black artists capitalize on white people using their work because it means money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
It means money, honey. Are we going to finish doing this check-in?
Yeah, yes. How are you doing?
Every day. Hold on.
Her legs crossed with this book.
Oh, this is a very good quote. Mm. Every day begins with an act of courage and hope. Getting out of bed. Mason Cooley. Thank you.
I know that's right. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's how I feel. How have I been? You know, I'm hanging in there. I am blessed and unbothered.
Mm. All right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have to be, because motherfuckers are crazy.
Oh,
hello.
And they are out here doing the absolute most. Don't read the comments.
Don't.
Just don't read the comments.
Nope.
Make you come right out your whole entire self. Your whole entire self. But I said, no, Satan. Not this week.
Not this week.
Not today. Not this week.
Not today. Not tomorrow.
Not today.
And not ever. No. I wish y'all could see me. I'm sitting here with my legs crossed.
And your hands over the book.
Over in the
my
corner.
My hands, over you the know. And I got a good old bun on the top of my head.
But you know, my that cheeks book are in sitting. Your lap.
Yes.
What's that book?
So I created a journal called Upgrade Your Algorithm, which is a 30-day journal to support your mental wellness, because oftentimes people go through things and they're not really sure what they're feeling. And so it's a good exercise so that you can find some patterns with your sleep, find some patterns with your mood. And so if
that
you
is
decide...
such a black wave, say, patterns.
Patterns. So if you happen to end up going to your doctor, one of the things that they'll ask you, well, how have you been sleeping? How have you been feeling? But if you have nothing to look back on, then you can't really have really good dialogue with your healthcare provider so that they know the best way to treat you. Because, you know, if they're like, well, how have you been sleeping? Oh, I'm sleeping all right. Meanwhile, you ain't been asleep since last Tuesday, which is also, I think, the last time I may have had a glass of water.
Since last Tuesday?
You sure did.
What have you been drinking?
Water at dinner.
I
drank your water tonight.
You did.
But it's because you didn't drink it.
Right.
But I wasn't thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you drinking? What are you drinking?
What did you drink?
Ginger ale.
Oh, it was ginger ale.
Oh.
I bet my pee about to be just blood orange.
Yellow.
You need to upgrade your algorithm.
I need
water.
To get my kidneys together. That's what I need to do. But you know what, family? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, well, that's good. I haven't seen you since August.
I know.
Well, I saw you at Michael's thing.
Yeah,
and I mentioned you on that episode.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's just been, there's just been a lot happening, and I've had to take some time and regroup, but I got my good meds back, got that good combination.
You got your crystal light?
I got my crystal light.
You should have seen her at Michael Kilgore's party. Just everybody drinking and stuff, and here she go pulling out crystal lights out of her purse.
Listen, because I was trying to live right and not have sugar. I wasn't having sugar, and I wasn't eating bread and all these other things. And here his ass come in with a damn pizza, and I said, oh, Satan is busy. Jonathan didn't even know that Satan was using him.
No, that's how it happens.
That's exactly how it happens. But now I've gone back to eating bread, and I clearly have gone back to having sugar, but I'm going to go back the other way.
We backslide sometimes. We fall down.
No, this wasn't falling
leave
down.
Leave Donnie McClurkin outside of
leave him outside. Leave him outside.
Leave him on the runway.
That size queen.
Wow. Shots fired.
I have personal anger at
no,
Donnie McClurkin.
Oh, I don't like Donnie McClurkin either.
No, you know, release it. It's not worth it.
It's not, but
just
I
just release it.
That's
why your
funny.
Gout flared up.
God damn it.
Because you're holding on to shit. Let that stuff go. So I went home to Pittsburgh. I've had the opportunity to see some family. I saw my godson. He's turned one. Aww. And he's so cute. His name's Reed. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to go home. His mother is black and his dad is white. And my friend Kim, she doesn't have, like, a whole lot of family. So it was really important for someone that looked like her to also be there in the room. Because representation matters. And so I went in and I gave him a hug. And in his ear, I whispered, hello, King.
Oh, Reed. How's Reed spelled?
R-E-E-D.
Okay.
Because like the woodwind.
Because if Reed grows up to be family, then that's going to be a hell of a name. Reed. Reading is fundamental.
That's true. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I know someone
so you want to talk about reading.
You want to talk about reading.
Let's talk about
I know
about
someone
reading.
With the last name Shade, and I know someone with the last name Fierce. So Reed would be right in that same. And both of them are doing very well. So
I know someone with the last name Shade, too.
It's probably the same person.
So. Ain't he cute?
Oh, Reed.
Look at Reed.
How cute.
Aww.
He's really, really cute. He's a special baby.
Aww.
So this is me with my chosen family. Oh, for y'all listening, I was showing a picture of a baby and stuff. Yeah. But I'm good, and I hope y'all all right, too. How you doing, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I am all right.
Are you all right?
I think I'm all right.
Are you all right?
Let me just make sure I'm looking at the notes. This is
fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm all right.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been a good week, I think. It's been kind of busy at work, and that's fine, whatever. But the big highlight for me this week is that my three films that I worked on from August to December last year finally got uploaded. And so
come on, upload.
At the same time, I started BlasianFMA.com over again because it used to be a thing and then it disappeared. But now it's back.
Come on, Resurrections.
It's like Christ on the third day. And so
or Lazarus.
I put the...
him too.
The, yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, people forget
but,
about
But, you
that.
Know, people were like, Jesus, if you would have came sooner, he would have lived.
That's exactly what Mary said.
Yeah. That, what was
and wait, when, was did, like, when did she become a Jewish mother? Oh, she is a Jewish mother. She definitely is a Jewish
Christ,
mother.
If mad. You would have been here, my brother would not have died.
It's like, well, that's your brother, not me. So.
And Jesus said, excuse me, but a wizard is never late.
Or on, or early.
Is that what happened?
In the book of Ephesians, it says, Jesus said, a wizard. The thing fell down on Zach again.
See, that's because you're blaspheming. That's why it happened.
And then, was it Martha? One of them came out with their alabaster box and
there's
some
a whole
oil.
Song about this.
I love that with CeCe Peniston.
I guess.
No, CeCe Winans.
Winans, sorry.
Not CeCe Peniston.
Oh, my
no.
Lord.
No. Oh, CeCe Peniston was the finally.
Wait. What was that beat?
Right. You were.
You brought the one and three.
You know,
let the record
finally,
play, right?
It has happened to me.
That's what
no,
he was doing.
That's what he was doing. I don't like it.
We were in completely different genres, y'all.
Yes, we were. No, but CeCe Winans sang that song.
But I like Alabaster
How
Box.
How does Alabaster Box go?
I can't repeat it, but I like the song.
Take me to the king.
No, that's not
I
it.
I want some onion rings.
As for me, I made that website again, and I put the... The movie links there and have a little blurb about what I did on each one because I didn't make the movies. Mm-hmm. I just was a part of a team that made the movies. And so.
And when it wins an Emmy, you will be part of the team.
A double Emmy winner.
A
so there
double
we go.
Emmy.
I already won an Emmy before.
So statuettes.
When did you win an Emmy?
Last year, Zach and I both won an Emmy. Mm-hmm.
For what?
For being on
John Oliver
John
Tonight.
John Oliver Tonight Show. John
yes,
Oliver
said Tonight. Shit to me. You're like, y'all with, got the statue?
We posted it.
No. We got well, certificates. Let's,
yeah. Oh, you did? You got their certificates?
The vice president of the Emmy Foundation or whatever.
Yeah.
Said, we have receipts and emails saying mm-hmm. we are entitled to those. And so because we are entitled to that, every social media profile of mine says, what?
Emmy winner.
Work, bitch!
When are y'all getting the certificates?
When we print them out.
We'll email them.
No.
But I've got the email. It's 2019.
We have the email.
It's 2019.
We have the email. It says,
straight from the
this
top.
This is what you do.
If you ever want
to. You're entitled to it. Here you go.
And this is the lady who said it. And here's her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's so exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Emmy winner.
Mm-hmm.
I better upgrade and get my shit
one out
right
of
no,
here.
You know what this is called? This is called the win-win effect. Because it inspires other people to do great.
And since we double won, that's a double win effect.
Yeah, exactly.
And I, too, am a double winner.
That's right.
Ergo.
So, when you going to win?
Fibonacci numbers.
Let's go.
We got streams and a single.
We got streams and a single.
Yeah.
You're winning.
A Grammy.
I stay winning.
And after this break, we're going to continue winning. Isn't that right?
We'll be right back.
When later in the episode, we're talking about what? The Oscars, including... Billy Porter's runway outfit. What do we call
red
that?
Carpet.
Edit hair.
Red carpet red. Gown.
No, leave that in.
Okay, no, we're not leaving that
runway.
In. Y'all want to make me look stupid on this podcast all the time.
No.
So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the Oscars, including but not limited to Billy Porter's runway tux gown.
Red carpet tux gown.
What did I say?
You runway. Said runway again.
Keep that in.
We tried to, you wanted to edit it, but you still said it.
Just keep all of it in then. Fine, show them how y'all do me on this podcast. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you can't take Black Panther down no matter how much you try. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. So come back.
We're back.
See, that had more credibility than the opening.
I think it's because
oh, it
I took a lower
did.
Note.
No,
it's because
it
Mary
because
Martha
it
gave us the root. That's
right.
Why.
Well, I did give the root. So, how were the Oscars?
Oh, they were great. Apparently, I'm the only one here that watched them.
You are the only person.
I know about them.
I heard.
Did you like the movie Green Book?
So, we'll get to that. I didn't see Green Book.
I didn't see it either.
But I love Mahershala.
Yeah, I love me some Mahershala, too. Just saying that. It's like Mufasa.
I love me some Mahershala.
Mahershala.
Ooh. Mahershala, Mufasa, Mahalia.
Mm-mm, I don't like three, all of that.
Okay, I like three all three of them.
No, so here's the thing.
Mary Martha. Only two M's, not three.
Mary Martha. I love Mahershala Ali. True story, his father was a Broadway performer. And so when I would come up to New York City when I was a kid and visit, his dad would actually help to take care of me. And so we used to go to museums, and he would talk to me about how African Americans started in the entertainment industry. Mm. I had a whole like history lesson on blackface. We went to the Museum of Radio and Television. It was just really, really cool. And his father passed away like 20 years ago or so. He would always speak very highly of Mahershala. And I was like, okay, so one day I'm going to be able to meet him. Mahershala, I think at that time, was living out in California. So anyway, fast forward, I went to the Golden Globes and...
in that beautiful gown.
Thank you.
In that navy
design.
With the gold detail.
Thank you. Yes, my gown, which was designed by Clarence. But yeah, so I had the opportunity to meet Mahershala when I was out there, and I was like, I have waited 20 years to tell you that I knew your dad and that he spoke so highly of you. It was amazing. Aww. It was really nice.
Did he get immersioner?
Yes, and he'd listen to what I had to say. Meanwhile, I was looking like some crazy fan, and then someone was like trying to come over, and Mahershala was like, no.
Nice.
Aww.
Well, yeah, we like Mahershala.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just don't like Green Book.
What's it about?
So there's a great write-up in Vox, I think.
Mm.
No, it was New York Times that did the Daily podcast.
What's the synopsis in the controversy? Synopsis,
it's basically a white chauffeur... And a white racist guy is a chauffeur to a black concert pianist that is doing a tour.
Who's gay?
Is he also gay? I'm not sure. I haven't seen it, but probably is gay. In the South, right? And so it's basically
when,
a reflection.
Now?
It back when this happened.
I mean, like, what's the time period of the film?
A long time ago.
Oh.
When back in the
people,
day.
When black people couldn't have shit.
Right.
Or that could be yesterday.
So 2018?
So basically, the way that the Times showed it was like... You know, back in 1989, Denzel Washington driving Miss Daisy, and that year it also won.
Mm.
Like, it just seems like the Academy is really obsessed with these stories of white people going, not even savior, but white people journey story where black people are the stepping stone to which the white people attain their I'm not racist card, right? So the same thing happened with Green Book. Mm. I haven't seen a single person... in my circle or online that's like, yay, Green Book. Like, we love Mahershala, but Academy, like, get over yourself. There are other films here that probably... It's just very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And doubly so because so many black people won and so many people of color won in the Oscars. And it almost makes it look like we're complaining for no reason. It's like, well, we gave you this. You said Oscars were so white. We had April... here, the person who created Oscar So White at the awards ceremony. Mm. What else can we do? We gave Green Book the best picture. And it's like, but
you could also nominate Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was a little mad about that.
It didn't get anything. And
it got nothing.
Crazy Rich Asians was in the same. So, Zach, we've talked about this before. Yeah.
That's
so
with Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See. it was a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And it was a rom-com, and it happened to have an Asian cast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know, but it's weird because I'm black and Asian, so like I have to, people say the same thing about Black Panther. They'll say, oh, it was just a superhero movie. I don't know if it's worthy of all that stuff. And to me, I'm like, well, because I'm black, like it was a social juggernaut. It was something that affected the world. Well, for Asian people, that's what
Crazy Rich Asians
did. So if we're going to go based on that, I think that maybe Crazy Rich Asians should have been nominated for something. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what that would have been.
I saw the movie well after all the hype had died down. And I just, it's so well made. Like the acting is wonderful. It's like the writing is So good.
But I would say probably like Score, it could have been nominated for because it took a lot of like
Score, it could have been nominated songs for costumes. And
yeah. Very jazzy. Type.
And production design.
But it wouldn't have won costumes.
It would not have won costumes.
Not at all.
But also like the production design also would not have won, but was also fantastic.
Yeah.
Those were awards won by Black Panther.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a win for me either way. So,
but they weren't right. Crazy Rich Asians. They weren't nominated for anything.
For anything.
Not a damn.
But then
thing.
Why was they there?
Because
I think I'm joking. Lying.
Michelle Yao was there.
Oh yeah, she was and presenting though.
Mm-hmm.
But they were presenting because there was no host this time because of all
which,
that stuff.
Which apparently everybody felt like was
fine. Y'all don't need a host. I found like
maybe the Grammys don't need one either.
You really don't. Just say the awards. Let people go home.
FYI, if you want to hear our Grammys episode, you have to be a patron because it's up.
Secret.
But
episode.
I liked the I liked the pairings for the movie, and then even some of the people like Pharrell went out with Michelle Yeoh.
Yep.
And I was like, look, it's me in the form of an announcement. And then, like, another Black Asian couple went. And I was like, look, it's me again. So that was fun. But there, one of our listeners, Eric from Boston, was
hey,
on
Eric.
Twitter. Hey, Eric. Had tweeted something that I was thinking. And it was, I forgot, it was a music choice. And whoever it was came out to some music that we were like, wait, why are they coming out to this? It was a Black song, but neither of them were Black. And it was really weird because throughout the whole night, everybody else was coming out to like music that kind of paralleled what they look like. And those people were presenting awards for movies. So like the guy from Congress, oh God, I sound so stupid right now. The civil rights activists, when they introduced the Green Book, they had him reading from the teleprompter and he's super old. So like he was struggling a little, but it was a very powerful moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was introducing Green Book, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was, and someone say it on Twitter or something, but there was definitely a pairing of music that was Black that didn't go with who it was coming out to present the thing. So, all that.
I'm sorry, we can't support you here because we didn't
Because y'all
watch
didn't
it.
Watch it. But you know what? You know what we can talk about in great length from many different angles.
The runway.
A very personal angle over here on the opposite corner.
What happened?
Why don't you talk about...
The runway.
The runway.
The red carpet.
The red carpet.
The red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
What happened on the red carpet?
What?
Oh, you mean when Billy Porter showed up?
And saved Black History Month.
Saved it. Black
He really did. He saved it because next year, I just think Black History Month should just be a brunch.
Black History
Month. Because this Black History Month was
because
trash.
This month was trash. It was taking me out. So yeah, Billy decided that that's what he wanted to wear, and he looked good.
Did
and
you know about this well ahead of time?
I did.
Yes.
A week. That's all we had was a week. It
that's a lot more
a
time than
Wait,
most. People.
Did you have a hand in this?
No, I didn't have a hand in it. I don't have a hand in anything. I'm out here just trying to live my best life and.
Upgrade your own
algorithm. And upgrade
algorithm.
My own algorithm. I don't know what he be doing until he tell me that he do it.
Mm.
But I had seen it beforehand. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. This is what you going to wear? All right.
So you were that kind of support.
All right. Well, no. I was totally fine with it. I thought that it was going to be amazing. I was just thinking, what is the world going to think?
Oh, and the world.
And then
spoke.
I said, these motherfuckers don't matter. And so after that, I was like, do you, boo boo, do you? Mm. And I thought that he looked amazing.
Yeah,
he really did. Oh my gosh.
I really think that he looked amazing. And I can't remember the last time that I ever seen him look just so happy. I mean, I guess at the Golden Globes.
Yeah, all of the awards.
You know, all of the awards.
All of his red carpet runways. Cape.
Yeah, that
slow
cape.
Motion Golden Globe. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When he's twirling and stuff like that. But he just felt wonderful and sexy and fierce and proud. And I mean,
that
who else
Glenn
was going to do it?
Reaction though.
Who?
Glenn Close's
did you see
reaction.
Glenn?
Yeah,
that
I did.
Face just is my favorite. It's just
I feel like,
like
she knew the camera was there, and that's why she was
oh,
doing
she
all
did.
That.
Oh, she did.
But he wasn't even wearing the gown then.
Right.
Yeah, he was wearing his second outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to change because his gown was too big for the area to interview. So they needed him to change into something else. They were like, yeah, wear the gown, but have a second outfit because it's too big for the podium. And also, too, I mean, to be honest, the Oscars wasn't about him.
Right.
Right. There's all these other, you know, these people that were in movies and stuff like that. Not saying that he shouldn't have wore what he wore or anything, but he didn't want to like pull focus that way when he's interviewing people. Mm-hmm. But everywhere he goes, I just feel like he's always going to pull focus because, right. Well, he just looks so damn good.
I mean, he pulled it straight away from Glenn Close. She couldn't keep her eyes off him.
That's true. She was like,
Yeah.
All right. Yes. It's like, she was very pleased.
Just seeing it made her high. She yes. was right. doing all
she
this.
Was, she said glorious.
She was just basking in the light.
Yes.
She's like, yeah. This is my moment. I'm now a meme.
She's like,
thank you.
She thinks she's going to win tonight for best actress in a role.
She was living
she's
her
like,
entire
let me just
life.
Soak yes. this up so that I win tonight. And then she got the gag was she didn't win.
I don't understand that.
So let me tell you, I was for these last couple award shows, I've been like being really on it and like providing video and then posting it to Twitter as it happens. So when Miss Coleman won, you know, first of all, personally, I didn't know who she was because I don't be following white people like that. But when I tell you out of all the tweets that I produced that night for the Oscars, mm-hmm. just on my own thing, that one blew up. And continues to blow up to this day of people reacting that they love this woman so much and they can't wait to see her in The Crown. And I'm like, well, there's the problem right there because I don't watch The Crown.
What's The Crown?
It's the Netflix original about Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Victoria? No, Elizabeth, but it's the second one. It's not the first one.
Yeah,
when you said
the currently living one.
I was like,
when she was young.
The super white one? But you meant
no,
the so white one. Right. But
yeah, yeah, Queen Elizabeth. Wait,
I watched the first season. It was
so
all
what
right.
was the movie that she The Favorite?
Yes.
The Favorite.
So I need to go watch The Favorite.
My sister loved that.
Was it a comedy?
Yes.
Oh, it was a comedy? Like yes. a period comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
My sister loved that movie.
So I'm going to go watch it. I thought that her acceptance speech was...
so innocent.
It was funny. Like it, because like I love that you could see her wheels turning.
Someone yeah. said it was British comedy in 2 minutes.
It really was.
It was, but I needed her to know what she was going to say. I just feel like if you nominate it for something and there's a possibility that you should win, respect that moment and know what the fuck to say.
Yes, but also just like when you're up against Glenn Close and Glenn Close has won all the other award shows, like you're just like, okay, so it's going to be Glenn. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy my evening, and. She
it ain't over.
It ain't over till it's over.
It ain't over till it's over. Yeah. But
it's too bad she couldn't pull him as Vanjie because that would have been funny.
I feel like she did exactly what she is because a lot of people were like, the response was like, oh, this is so her. This is so British. Y'all in America don't understand. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay. First of all, I don't even know who she is, but y'all want to do?
I thought she was fine and cute, but I was like, come on. You should know all the people.
Right.
Just,
she was all over the place.
You know, children, I hope that you're watching. If not, well done. Well done.
Because your kids are asleep. Because it was like 1 a.m. over there or something.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
But it was...
Before we drift off too far on the Oscars, though, let's go back. Because I want to, you know, I love Mary Martha's advice about fuck the haters and the mm-hmm. and the comments and stuff. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of backlash that personally brought me back to a place of like extreme anxiety, I would say. A lot of people coming out of the woodwork to talk about Billy Porter's choice of red carpet mm-hmm. wear, who have nothing else to say ever about
anything.
Gay, like queer stuff, period. Why does everybody feel like they have to have a say or say something about a thing? Like,
well, because it made them uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's also it's you know, when you're doing things on the world stage like that, you're subject to public opinion no matter what that happens to be. And like for me personally, I haven't seen any of it because I've got my filters locked down. On social media, because I don't want to see any of that shit. Mm. Like I know that what's her stupid face? Tomi Lahren, however you
say it. I didn't know she said Tomi anything Lahren. About it.
She said something about it, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm not gonna occupy that. I'm not gonna let her occupy space in my mind.
Pierce Morgan, he said, can I say that this is ridiculous? And I said, you can, but he gives zero fucks. Billy gives zero
right.
fucks.
Because, like, at the end of it, just, like, it's not hurting anybody. Somebody feels happy. Somebody feels great. Somebody feels like they're 100% themselves. And if it bothers you, don't look.
I'm just thinking about the kids, though. Like, the ones who are subject to the people spouting this bullshit.
You sounded so old when you said that.
I was trying to be like Cassandra at that moment. I realized I was subconscious. Hey, Cassandra. I was subconsciously channeling her in that moment.
Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
But no, I'm thinking about the kids that are like under those people, like trapped in, I'm not going to stereotype the South like that. That's where I'm from, but I know that there are people all over, you know, that are just stuck in a situation where they're under the thumb or foot.
Kids who might not even know that they have queer tendencies.
But their parents do.
Who are trapped in homophobic households.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But the more that they see these positive figures like that, the more that they will come to their own realization and they will, you know, they will be better for it.
Oh, no, because this is an attack on masculinity.
Child.
This is an attack on the African womanhood.
Child, special.
This is an attack. An attack, an attack, an attack.
On America.
You know what? I mean, it was an attack. It was an attack on my edges. I'll tell you that.
I know that's right.
Scalp was hurting after I saw. I was just like, ooh.
Straight bald.
You know, this isn't a strong man. And what did I tell you?
I saw one me. Oh, go for it.
No, but someone said that, you know, he's not a strong man. And my response, neither was your daddy. But your mom liked it. And then that's when I said I couldn't be in the comments no more. I'm trying to live right.
Trying to get saved.
I'm trying to.
Trying to walk out that door and know where I'm going.
I do. I want to go up yonder, but Satan said, come here.
Just look say at these something. Comments.
Look just, at this comment.
Just put your fingers just on the cheese.
Something. Just say something.
Look, I mean, sometimes you just have to let the Lord use you. And maybe he was using you when you wrote that comment.
I mean, I was waiting. Like, there was part of me that was waiting for things to show up. But I feel like people, especially like mm-hmm. back home in Pittsburgh, they were probably, I mean, they could say whatever they want to. They could say that in their homes, but no one was saying it on social media that I saw. Or maybe they were putting it there and be like, for everyone except Eminem. Like, you know, you can do the except and then mm-hmm. other people can't see it.
Abandon.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be going on, but I tell you what, they ain't gonna say it to his face. And once again, he gives zero fucks. I'm just so happy that he can live in his truth. And I hope that other people can be encouraged to live in their truth.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Male, female, or otherwise.
And a lot of people have reached out.
Yeah.
That's what that did for me. Like, when I saw Billy, like, especially when I saw that video come out where he's just twirling the skirt, I was like, yes! And I just felt so visible and mm-hmm. so seen. And it just made that dream of being my 100% authentic self in public like that much more tangible and obtainable.
Mm-hmm. Because when we
Christian Siriano did that with that tuxedo.
Yes. Oh, the House of Extravaganza was the first one to post that comparison. Mm. But it is, as far as we know, it was not intended to be a tribute or a shout out to Hector Extravaganza. Because that was going around, people were saying, oh, it was Billy's tribute, but Billy never said that that's what it was.
I think that became secondary.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Well, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I think sometimes those things happen and it's just the universe that just makes it happen. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that was, you know, very beautiful. But then there was like, oh, he wasn't the first one to wear a dress on the red carpet. And I still will say that my brother was the first one to wear a dress on the red carpet because the other people that wore a dress on the red carpet to the Oscars, they weren't doing it to be serious. Like, right. they were doing it as, right. you know, as a joke. It was a stunt. And this was not a stunt.
Who
this
was the other ones?
Beavis and Butthead. I don't know. No, let me look and see. Was it the South Park boys?
No, those aren't real.
No, the boys.
Matt and what's his face? Steve? Tyler?
Y'all, I wish y'all could see my face.
Well, first you said Beavis and Butthead, and then Jonathan was like, really? Like,
it was Pinky and the Brain.
They're not.
But, like, they showed up in some, you know, in dresses, and with their, you know, hairy legs and shit and not looking nice. But Billy meant what he was doing.
Exactly.
And I'm glad. Mm-hmm. So I want to live my truth, too.
Yeah. And I was going to say 20 years ago when we were kids, they weren't doing that. So now just think of all the youth. That are going to be
them.
Is going to be inspired by this, and that will be an image that lives with them forever, and they'll remember.
I hope so.
And then they'll grow up and be like, when they win their Oscar, they'll be like, "I remember the Oscars of 2019 when I saw Billy Porter wearing that tux gown." So, I think that the positive effect will outweigh the negative backlash from the small-minded and narrow-focused people, but. If you're listening to this and you are under that type of oppression, know that I see you and I hope that you thrive. And I hope that Billy gave you your life. So after this, we'll continue talking.
We'll be back.
So it is time for us to say goodbye and thank you so much for listening to another episode of This Cupac Life. Remember, you can get Mary Martha's book, upgrade your algorithm.
You can get it right on that good Amazon.
Yes, come through Amazon.
Do they take a cut out of your money?
Yes.
How do you think they make money? Ad sales?
That's how it happens.
Hmm.
That's
showbiz.
Capitalism.
How go?
Well, I guess
would you like
now
to leave us with a quote?
I would like to leave you with a quote. Each person must live life as a model for others. The late great Rosa Parks.
Hey. I'm Jonathan, aka Blasian FMA.
I'm Zach, aka Zachary Ayers.
I'm Mary Martha at Clapback Game.
And you may call me Jolie. And this was
This Cupac Life. This Cupac Life. This Cupac Life. This Cupac Life. This Cupac Life.
This episode of This Cupac Life was recorded at Brick Arts Media in downtown Brooklyn, New York. Editing and music by Joe Lee. Remember, you can talk to us at This Cupac Life on social media and on our website, www.thiscupac.life. You can also email us using ask@thiscupaclife. That's ask@thiscupaclife. If you enjoyed the show, please share us with your friends and family. Rate us on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, as well as Facebook. 5 stars, please. Thank you for being a part of this Cupac family.
Peace out.
Bye.
This Cupac life. Mm-hmm. This Cupac life.
Wait, you've never heard the...